Measuring national income. What is national income? National income measures the monetary value of the flow of output of goods and services produced over a period of time. Measuring the level and rate of growth of national income, Y, is important for seeing the rate of economic growth, changes to average living standards, changes to the distribution of income between groups within the population, gross domestic product. Gross domestic product, GDP, measures the value of output produced within the domestic boundaries of the UK over a given time period. Our GDP includes the output of foreign-owned businesses that are located in the UK following foreign direct investment. For example, the output produced at the Nissan car plant on Tyne, and where and by foreign-owned restaurants and banks all contribute to the UK's GDP. There are three ways of calculating GDP, all of which should sum to the same amount. National output equals national expenditure, aggregate demand equals national income, I, the expenditure method, aggregate demand, AD. The full equation for GDP using this approach is GDP equals C plus I plus G plus XM, where C, household spending, I, capital investment spending, G, government spending, X, exports of goods and services, M, imports of goods and services. The income method, adding factor incomes. Here GDP is the sum of the incomes earned through the production of goods and services. This is income from people in jobs and in self-employment, plus profits of private sector companies plus rent income from land equals gross domestic product. Only those incomes that are come from the production of goods and services are included in the calculation of GDP by the income approach. We exclude transfer payments, for instance the state pension, income support for families on low incomes, the job seeker's allowance for the unemployed and welfare assistance such housing benefit, private transfers of money from one individual to another, income not registered with the Inland Revenue or Customs and Excise. Every year, billions of pounds worth of activity is not declared to the tax authorities. This is known as the shadow economy. It is impossible to be precise about the size of the shadow economy, but perhaps 8-15% of income is unrecorded by the official figures. Output method of calculating GDP, using the concept of value added. There are three main wealth-generating sectors of the economy: manufacturing, farming, and fishing and service sector industries. This measure of GDP adds together the value of output produced by each of the productive sectors in the economy using the concept of value added. Value added is the increase in the value of a product at each stage of the production process. We use this approach to avoid the problems of double counting the value of intermediate inputs. The UK is an advanced economy, where the majority of GDP comes from the service industries such as banking and finance, tourism, retailing, education and health, and a vast range of other businesses services. In 2008, less than half of 1% of our GDP came from the agricultural sector. Manufacturing accounted for less than 15% of GDP and construction a further 6%. In contrast, the service industries now contribute nearly three quarters of national income. We can see from the table above how deep was the recession in manufacturing industry during 2009, output contracted by more than 10%. And there was also a downturn in service sector businesses. Interconnected industries. Manufacturing and service industries are not separate. For example, the health of a car exporting business will have a direct bearing on demand, output, profits, and jobs in many service businesses such as transportation, design, marketing and vehicle retailing. Equally, service businesses such as online banking require plenty of physical inputs such as machinery and infrastructure to be successful. The changing pattern of employment in the UK. Millions, seasonally adjusted. The main service sector industries in the UK are as follows. 1. Hotels and restaurants, and a range of services provided by local government. 2. Transport, logistics, storage, and communication. 3. Business services and finance, motor trade, wholesale trades and retail trade. 4. Land transport and air transport, post, and telecommunications. 5. Real estate activities, computer and related activities, education, health and social work. 6. Sewage and refuse disposal. 7. Recreational, cultural and sporting activities. GNP, Gross National Product. Gross National Product, GNP, measures the final value of output or expenditure by UK-owned factors of production, whether they are located in the UK or overseas. Gross Domestic Product, GDP, is concerned only with the incomes generated within the geographical boundaries of the country. For example, the value of the output produced by Toyota in the UK counts towards our GDP, but some of the profits made by overseas companies with production plants here in the UK are sent back to their country of origin, adding to their GNP. GNP equals GDP plus net property income from abroad, NPIA. NPIA is the net balance of interest, profits, and dividends, IPD, coming into the UK from our assets owned overseas matched against the flow of profits and other income from foreign-owned assets located within the UK. There has been an increasing flow of direct investment, FDI, into and out of the UK. Many foreign firms have set up production plants here, whilst UK firms have expanded their operations overseas and become multinational organizations. Measuring real national income. When we want to measure growth in the economy, we have to adjust for the effects of inflation. Real GDP measures the volume of output. An increase in real output means that AD has risen faster than the rate of inflation, and therefore the economy is experiencing positive growth. Consider this example. The money value of a country's GDP is calculated to be $4,000 in 2007. In 2008, the money value of GDP expands to $4,500, but during the year, inflation is 3%, causing the general index of prices to rise from a 2007 base year value of 100 to 103 in 2008. The real value of GDP in 2008 is calculated thus. Real GDP equals money value of GDP in 2008 x 100 / general price index in 2008 equals £4,500 x 100 over 103 equals $4,369, measured at constant 2007 prices. 101B, 2A, 2B, 2C, 3A, 3B, 3C, 4A, 4B. Note here that the real GDP data is expressed at constant prices, which mean that we have made an inflation adjustment. Look for this in the data response questions in the exam. Income per capita. How much does each person earn on average? We use per capita measures to give us a guide to this. Income per capita is a way of measuring the standard of living for the inhabitants of a country.